9:06 on your Saturday morning, and welcome to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and hooray, back on the WITY app, fired back up, and better than ever, courtesy of Surf Pro of Vermilion County, and courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios this morning from Penfield, Illinois, and the 2025 Historic Farm Days, the I&I Antique Tractor and Gas Engine Club grounds. Chad Baker on location this morning, the coach taking a week off and getting prepped for his return to the islands. We've got a lot to talk about today and a short amount of time to do it, of course, in our half-hour phase of the summer. And we will dive into Prospect League action and a tough week to get some of those games in as the rain that did come into the area hit just right. We'll talk about that coming up. Talk Eastern Illinois Baseball League. Also, what's going on with Legion as that regular season for some of our Legion kids getting wound down here. And then we'll tie it up with a nice bow here at the end. And then get back into our regular reports for Historic Farm Days here from Penfield. But we want to thank our gracious sponsors for supporting sports here on WITY, and in particular, the Saturday Sports Connection, our presenting sponsor, Surf Pro Vermilion County. Surf Pro, like it never even happened. Make sure that you reach out to them if you've got a mess that needs cleaned up. Our good friend Dustin Eeler, your country financial agent over in Fairmount, Illinois. Go to him for all of your insurance needs. He'll get you lined up. And don't forget that even though it's the off season, you could still look back on the season that was for high school wrestling with the East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest, and eager to fire that back up here this winter again with Dustin. Our good friends over at El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street, for the best of Mexican dining, visit El Toro of Danville. And our good friends over at Latos Hardware, our best friend ever, Fifi the Cat, hanging out at the counter. For all those hard-to-find items, make sure you visit Latos Hardware. You never know. They've got some grilling stuff out there, too. And some of you out there have been grilling a lot here with the 4th of July holiday now in the hindsight, and it's getting a little hotter out. Folks having pool parties, and maybe good to go and get some of those grilling items there at Latos Hardware. Well, let's dive into Prospect League action here this past week. Danville, the one game that they were leading, was suspended in the bottom of the fourth due to a little bit of a storm that popped up. So they'll get that resumed coming up here as part of a doubleheader with the Rex. But other than that, a tough week here. Champion City had knocked off Danville 16-8 and 7-3 around that suspended game with Terre Haute. Terre Haute came back and knocked off the Dans 2-0. Last night, Illinois Valley had the Dans number, downing them 7-4. Today and tomorrow, the Dans at Chillicothe, then back home for a doubleheader against Alton. That'll be on Tuesday night. So that will fill the parking lot and put some folks in the stands for that one. Then Danville back at Champion City at O'Fallon, and then we'll be home at the end of the week for a doubleheader against the Rex. Terre Haute, the exact opposite. They're 4-0 for the week outside of that suspended game. They plowed through Springfield 11-3 over Lafayette 7-6. That Danville shutout 2-0 last night. Terre Haute over Normal in 8 innings. An offensive onslaught there. 14-4 was that final. They are at Normal today. Then they'll shift back to Terre Haute for a game there with the Corn Belters coming up on Sunday. Then they will travel to Springfield at home for a doubleheader with Cape. Champion City comes in. Then, of course, that doubleheader at Danville Stadium on Friday. Lafayette, 4-2 for the week. They lose to Chillicothe in a shootout 13-11. They knock off Champion City 9-3, Normal 7-4. They lose a close one to Terre Haute 7-6. Then they knocked off Champion City 10-4. Last night, barn burner in 10 innings, 11-10 winner for the Aviators. They have Johnstown in town today, then travel to Chillicothe, and then they have what is a typical minor league homestand. Not homestand, but a homestand for Johnstown. They would travel for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, all at Johnstown. Now, the week was interrupted due to a quote-unquote all-star break. It was a one-day off. In the Western Conference, Eastern Conference All-Star Game did get canceled due to the weather that came through on Tuesday. So that is a wash for the 2025 Prospect League All-Star Game. So second half standings right now, Lafayette on top of the Northeast Division with an 8-4 record. They could solidify that. They have, remember, Johnstown was the first half division winner, so they're already in. Lafayette looking to try to clinch to get a playoff game. The Rex sitting on top of the Central, 7-2. They had already clinched the playoff spot from their first half performance and their first half division crown. So DuBois County right now sitting in second. They're 5-6, Normal 4-7, Danville 3-9. So not beyond the realm of thought that Danville can get back into this. Of course, they got to be able to buck that losing streak. They've lost five in a row, only bested in, or worsted in that category by Springfield, who has lost six in a row. They're 2-9 in the cellar, but just a good week can get the Dans back around to get past Normal and DuBois County into that second slot. If the Rex win the division, it's immaterial. It would be the go to the second place team. That would end the second half to get into that playoff position. So still a lot to play for, still a few weeks left. So we take a look at the standing, the stats here, top five stats. Anybody from local here? Well, yeah, the Aviators, Collins, through 30 games played this year, 354 average. That's good for fourth in the league. Polanco for the Rex, still sending them to home plate, 39 RBIs in 35 games played. That leads the league by four. Diaz still leading the league in home runs for the Rex. He's got eight on the season. And then stolen bases, Wright and Garcia for the Rex, now 1-2, 33 and 28 respectively. So the Rex getting it done on the in base, on the base paths, at home plate, in the batter's box. They're also getting it done on the mound. Guadamuz, six wins and seven games pitched this year. He's got 50 strikeouts, leads both of those categories. Moss in second for the Rex. He's got five wins out of the seven games that he has pitched. A pair of Aviators with four wins, Coley and Cartron, in six appearances for each. We mentioned strikeouts. Guadamuz up top with 50. Swanson for the Rex has pitched seven games and had 38 strikeouts. That's good for fourth in the league. And Tracy for the Aviators, 12 games pitched, has a ERA of 0.61, so getting it done out of the bullpen there for the Aviators. There again, some good stats there, and that tells you really the indicative story of where it's at this season, where the Terre Haute Rex have put together just an overall great season, 25-11 overall. That is a .694 winning percentage. That is second best in the entire Prospect League, just behind Clinton, which has a .730 winning percentage. But the Rex, and more importantly, on a hot streak, seven game winning streak, eight of their last 10 they've won. And of course, that things weren't necessarily going their way in that suspended game, but that will come up here on the 18th. Switching gears here now to our Eastern Illinois Baseball League action. You had Royals sweeping Buckley last week in a doubleheader, maybe perhaps a little surprisingly there, 11-1, 4-2. Arcola defeated Danville via forfeit. They do that 9-0 in the first game and 7-0 in the second. And I believe that was due to the Dirtbags having some guys on vacation. There was also some Legion baseball going on out at Carl Gruber. I don't know if they had necessarily an alternate field that they play at. They're not going to use a stadium. They're going to use Carl Gruber, so I don't know where they shift to exactly. Haven't had that situation pop up, I don't believe. But the Dirtbags, of course, had some guys out, so they would earn forfeit losses to Arcola. That would give Arcola their first two victories of the year. This weekend, tomorrow, Paxton will host Buckley for a doubleheader. Great old-fashioned rivalry there. That should be a good one. And then Arcola hosting Royal for two. Danville, the Dirtbags, have the bye this week. Standings for Eastern Illinois Baseball League. Royal Giants sitting at the top of the standings. We haven't been able to say that in a little while. But they are up at the top, 9-3. Buckley Dutch Masters a game back at 8-4. Paxton Sweets 2 games back. They're 6-4. They're, of course, at the bye deficit right now, so they'll make that up here as other teams get weekly byes. Dirtbags at 3-9. Arcola High Power at 2-8. So, and they're, again, not necessarily indicative of the play because we've had Danville with a pair of forfeits this year. I believe Arcola has had a pair of forfeits in there, and I believe Paxton has had a pair of forfeits. So whenever you take out the games that were not played that counted as losses, it makes things even a little bit more complicated and convoluted as far as really getting the full tale of what we see here in the EIBL season for 2025. Leading the league in hitting is Cambridge for Buckley, 29 at-bats, a 621 average. The only other one over 600 that's registering is Price for the Royal Giants in 36 games, has a 611 batting average. Or, excuse me, 36 at-bats, I should say. ERA, that is Paxton's Nicholas leading with a .82 ERA and 2 victories. You have O'Brien with Royal. It's got a little higher ERA, but he does have 3 wins to lead the league for the EIBL here. So they've got a few more weeks left. They'll have another makeup jamboree coming up on the 26th. That's in 2 weeks. And then you're going to have some, looks like, just looking down on the map here on the schedule, they got the Beecher Muskies and Lombard Orioles. I don't know if these are part of outside play or if the Buckley Dutch Masters taking their bye week on the 27th, going to play some teams from outside of their league, try to get that little extra push in. The EI semifinals going to come up on Sunday, August 3rd. The championship series the following weekend on the 9th and 10th of August to round out their season. So those seasons starting to wind down, starting to come up pretty quick here for EIBL action. Let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will dive into senior and junior American Legion baseball, senior and junior American Legion softball action when the Saturday Sports Connection continues here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app presented by ServPro of Vermilion County. Whether it's storm damage or a broken water heater, ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. For over 30 years, ServPro has offered all the cleanup and construction services to make your home or business like it never even happened. So no matter what happens, there's just one call you need to make. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077 24 hours a day.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Get outdoor ready at Leto's Hardware. This grilling season, see the experts about the setup that will work best for you. Aluminum grills, tailgate kits, wood pellet smokers. They've got it all, plus all of the sauces, rubs, and accessories you need. While you're here, visit our garden section or get your window screens fixed to let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out. This is Fifi the Cat, reminding you to follow us on Facebook. Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
Welcome back to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app presented by ServPro of Vermilion County. Chad Baker back out, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios at the 2025 I&I Historic Farm Days on the I&I Antique Tractor and Gas Engine Club grounds. And moving right along with our American Legion action for the week. And there again, just trying to make sure that we can keep up with all the changes that they've had going on. as they had to change on the fly last week, and at least the seniors did for that TB24 Memorial Tournament at Carl Gruber Complex. They had Barrington not show up or make plans at the last minute to go elsewhere. So it ended up just being just the four teams on Saturday's action. It was Alton Post 126 over Crawfordsville, Byron Cox Post 72-6-1. Rock Island Post 200 knocked off Crawfordsville 16-0. From the Rock Island knocked off the Speakers 3-1. Speakers would also lose to Terre Haute Wayne Newton Post 346 in back-to-back games 6-5 and 9-3. Alton Post 126 over Rock Island Post 200 4-3. In the championship, Wayne Newton Post 346 out of Terre Haute would win the tournament over Alton Post 126 7-5. Then the Speakers picking up a couple of wins here this past week. They would knock off West Terre Haute John E. Hain Post 501 7-3. The Speakers pounded Rantoul by a score of 12-2. Last night, it was the Speakers splitting their two games at the Crawfordsville Byron Cox Post 72 tournament. Speakers would win their first game over South Haven Post 502 Blaze Senior 18 over by a count of 12-5. Madison Post 9-9ers 18-U over Danville Post 210 15-6. Gotta love those names and all the intricacies that they put in there to let you know where they're from, what the post number is, what the nickname of the team is, what the age group is. And there again, it's an endless name there, so to speak. The Speakers will continue at the Byron Cox Post 72 tournament today and tomorrow, and then they'll wrap up their regular season at Watseka Post 23. At least that's what the schedule indicates here. Coming up later in the week. Juniors, Post 210 Gold, still just rolling right along. They knocked off Clark County Post 90 out of Marshall 6-5, and then pounded Champaign Post 24 17-0. Two touchdowns and a field goal there for Post 210 Gold. And that's just how they've been doing business here this year, with just three losses on the year. And against all teams from outside the area, Gold will be at the Illinois American Legion 4th Division Tournament coming up starting Thursday and going through next weekend. So Gold hopefully in the right frame of mind here, right mindset to make a run at not only state title, but where they can go from here as those guys continue to age into the seniors. Speakers future going to look very bright due to some of those guys that are really pounding it out right now for the Gold. Senior American Legion softball action, and a good weekend last weekend for Post 210 Elite 18U, going 5-0 on Saturday. They knocked off Intensity 17U 5-3, Indiana Magic Elite 24-25 18U 8-0, over Howard County Thunder 18U 9-6, over Indiana Magic Elite 24-25 18U in back-to-back games 4-0 6-1. Then Elite would knock off Post 210 Elite would knock off the Lady Roughnecks 06 18U 7-5 before losing to the Illinois Firecrackers Adkins 18U 12-5. Those two games in last night's action. Junior American Legion softball action. It was Danville Post 210 Lady Speakers 14U going 5-1 last Saturday. The Speakers would dominate Warriors 13U, Funston Delks 9-4. They'd pound Hoosier Force 14U 12-5. They would lose the second game to Funston Delks 4-1 before knocking off Indiana Revival 14U 10-4. Warriors 13U, Funston Delks by a count of 5-1, and Hoosier Force 14U by a count of 7-2. So Junior American Legion softball continuing to roll right along as well. Seniors, they needed to have a good weekend. It was a little nicer bounce back from some of their early season doldrums that they had whenever they started out. So that's kind of where the nuts and bolts are for both senior and American Legion softball here as we head into the middle part of July and those seasons start to round down. Some other items that we've got here for the week. We've got right in the middle of summer practices for DHS cross country. Remember, these are not mandatory practices and they're not official team practices. So it's basically like a running club. You can go out and if you're participating in another sport, just want to get conditioned or just want to simply run, maybe to see what it's like. They are continuing their practices. They'll have practices coming up this week on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. They'll do the same the following week. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 21st, 23rd, 24th, and 25th, and then they'll do one more week after that leading into the 1st of August. What you'll need to bring is running shoes, athletic shorts and shirt, water, towel, and yoga mat, and a friend. You can run for fun, run to get in shape for another sport, or to compete. The first official cross-country practice for DHS begins August 11th. That's whenever you're got to run for real. Hopefully you're in good shape by then, because they're going to put you through several courses with this summer running group, Kickapoo State Park, Winter Park, Kennecott County Park, among some of the locations there. But all the practices will begin at Edison Elementary. They'll meet in a large lot near the playground, and as summer progresses, as we mentioned, they'll change and they'll be announced. You can get a hold of Coach Matt Skovran. That's S-K-O-V-R-A-N-M. At Danville118.org, or Coach Long at Longc, L-O-N-G-C, at Danville118.org. And they'll do communication through the GroupMe app. One other item that we want to touch on, too. Hoopston Area High School seeking nominations for the Hoopston Area High School Athletic Hall of Fame Class 2026. We've talked a little bit about this last week. The mission, of course, for the Hoopston Area High School Sports Hall of Fame is to recognize athletes, teams, coaches, administrators, boosters, or fans who have made significant contributions to those schools that have made up the Hoopston Area School District. So that could be Hoopston Area High School now. It could be years past where it was Hoopston High School, East Lynn. Rankin. I mean, you're going back in years there. So if somebody may have been in the past that got forgotten, and you've dug up their accolades, you know that they're worthy of being there, then that would fit into this as well, I believe. So they were accomplished either through their service, performance, dedication, commitment, or accomplishments during their high school careers, or have distinguished him or herself in the field of athletics after graduating from those schools that make up Hoopston Area School District. The nominations forms for the 2026 class are due by October 1st. And you can go to the high school website. There will be a space in there if you kind of portal through. You can get the nomination forms through that, or you can contact Principal Kim Hutzel at Hoopston Area High School office at 217-283-6661. Class of 2026 induction ceremony is currently slated for February 6th at 2026 during the halftime of the boys' high school basketball game that evening. So, no deserving corn jerker or someone in the past that make up that district, with Cheneyville, East Lynn, Hoopston, Rankin, and Wellington, then they would be eligible for that class of 2026. Make sure that you can get their nomination in. And nothing else really to speak of other than we've got another big week of sports here to round out for summer. Don't forget, each and every episode now through the second week of August, for sure, going to be a half an hour here on Saturday mornings. But you can always, if you catch us late, you can always hear the playback later in the day on our website, WITYradio.com, under the Saturday Sports Connection podcast tab. Once again, thanks for joining us here this week. We will have more reports coming up from the I&I Historic Farm Days, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Coming up, got a couple more this hour. And that concludes us for your Saturday Sports Connection. I'm Chad Baker. For 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, presented by SurfPro of Vermilion County.
I'm Jim Baswell. Let's lead it off from the bigs, and a night to remember for Cody Bellinger at the ballpark in the Bronx.
High fly ball, right field. Tucker back. He's on the track. So is the center fielder, who leaps, and that ball is gone. It's a two-run home run by Bellinger, his third home run of the night. Bellinger. It is 10-0 Yanks.
That's Michael Kay from the Yes Network. Cody Bellinger, 3 home runs, 6 knocked in, was robbed of a 4th home run. Yanks rolled the Cubs 11-0 for their 5th straight win. Bellinger batting .406 during a 16-game hitting streak. Those two teams today on ESPN Radio. Coverage begins at 12:30 Eastern. Say down, Rafaela, 2-run walk-off home run Red Sox extend their winning streak to a season best 8 in a row, 5-4 over the Rays. The Blue Jays keep their 2-game lead on the Yankees in the East, shaving the A's 7-6. Cal Raleigh, 37th and 38th home runs, moves within one of Barry Bonds' 2001 record for home runs before the All-Star break. Mariners over the Tigers 12-3. Shohei Ohtani hit McCovey Cove on the fly, but it wasn't enough. Willy Adames' 2-run triple, the big blow. Giants fend off the Dodgers 8-7. Jason Adam got out of a bases-loaded jam in the 8th. San Diego's pen goes 4 1/3 scoreless. Padres beat the Phillies 4-2. Mets get a 3-run 8th-inning double for Mark Vientos, and they top the Royals 8-3. Sean Murphy, 2 mammoth home runs, 437 and 440 in the Braves 6-5 win over the Cardinals. Christian Yelich, Andrew Vaughn go deep. Brewers extend their streak to 5 straight, 8-3 over the Nationals. Yannick Sinner beats Novak Djokovic in straights. He gets Carlos Alcaraz, who ousts Taylor Fritz. And it's the showdown of 1 vs. 2 at the All England Club for the Wimbledon title. Meantime, Amanda Anisimova against Iga Swiatek for the women's title.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
Whether it's storm damage or a broken water heater, ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. For over 30 years, ServPro has offered all the cleanup and construction services to make your home or business like it never even happened. So no matter what happens, there's just one call you need to make. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077 24 hours a day.